Counter-terror police reopen inquiry into Faraj home firebombing attempt. By Kurt Zindelka on August 8, 2026. British counter-terrorism police have reportedly reopened an inquiry into an apparent attempted firebombing of Reform UK leader Nigel Farage's home last year. According to a report from the BBC, the counter-terror police unit investigating the killing of former Conservative government minister and Reform UK spokeswoman Anne Widdecombe will also investigate an April 2025 incident at Nigel Farage's home in South London, in which the Reform boss claimed a lit incendiary device was pushed through the letterbox of his front door. A counter-terrorism policing, CTP, London spokesman told the public broadcaster that it was investigating an attempted burglary at a property in connection with the Widdecombe murder investigation. It has also referred itself to a police watchdog over its handling of the initial incident at Farage's home, which resulted in no arrests. In a statement to The Telegraph, the senior national coordinator for counter-terrorism policing, Vicky Evans, said, as part of the ongoing investigation led by counter-terrorism policing Southeast into the murder of Anne Widdecombe, officers have reopened an investigation into an incident reported to police last year. Given the nature of this matter and the significant public interest in the investigation into Anne Widdecombe's death, it was of critical importance for us to provide this update. Meanwhile, the Independent Office for Police Conduct, IOPC, confirmed that it has decided to independently investigate the conduct of a counter-terrorism policing London staff member following a referral received earlier, on Friday. The conduct relates to an allegation the individual failed to identify and pursue a line of inquiry relating to an attempted burglary reported in April 2025. Reform UK deputy leader Richard Tice accused authorities of having failed to take the threat against Mr. Farage and part officials seriously. Only recently have the authorities woken up to the abuse and intimidation I and other Reform MPs have had, despite plenty of real examples that we have provided, he told The Telegraph. I was perhaps very lucky with one particular incident I faced last year. For too long, the threats we have faced have not been taken seriously. The fact that the police have referred themselves to the IOPC speaks for itself. They recognize that they've messed up. The Boston and Skegness MP told the broadsheet that he was followed home from outside Parliament last year by an aggressive man, forcing him to use a panic button at his home and call the police. Reform leader Nigel Farage has come under attack multiple times while in public and has been the subject of frequent death threats made online, including by an illegal migrant from Afghanistan, Fayez Khan, who vowed to come to England and shoot the Brexiteer. However, the issue of security was forced to the fore last month following the death of former Brexit Party MEP and Reform spokeswoman Anne Widdecombe. According to prosecutors, the longtime Farage ally was beaten to death by Joshua Carey, 28, in her Devon home with a hammer, suffering 21 blows to the head. She was 78 years old. Follow Kurt Zindelka on X, follow @KurtZindelka or email to xzindelka@breitbart.com.